All right, we are back with a big hour. We're working on a Philly story. We can't say anything until we get the guest on that can help us with it, but it's a very significant story. No, it's not a trade, so calm down.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very important story. Tom McCarthy's coming up in a second.
Yes.
He did another home run derby last night, Al. More homers. I got to find out if he's getting tired of calling homers. But first, we have a major upset in the caller competition. Al, number 5 seed, Mark from Mount Laurel.
I would like to thank the small people that made it possible.
Has gotten his ass kicked by Levi from Overbrook Park. What's the final tab?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Thinking Chevrolet trucks, Silverado, Colorado, Tahoe, or Suburban. Think Armin. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Final tabulation, 72% Levi over 28% Mark Mount Laurel.
You're dumb as hell.
Levi moves forward, Al.
Yep.
And Mark is a 5 seed eliminated. Here, what's our next match, Abe?
Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? Butch, Tony in South Philly.
No, it's Butch from Manny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Butch, you are trying to taint the outcome.
I'm not.
Butch from Manny, Philly's own, Al, the ultimate Phillies fan, was seen last. Here's the irony. Butch from Manny, was at Yankee Stadium last night.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Tom McCarthy doing the game for us? I don't think he was. Let me find out right now. Tom McCarthy's online, the voice of the Phillies. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
Were you there last night?
I was not. Well, I was there in spirit, but I was not there in physical abilities. No.
Tom, you're going to get to go on the road again at some point, right?
Yes, yes. I don't think it'll be this year. But we definitely will be on the road again.
Right.
I think it's spring training of next year. It seems to be the one question I get on social media more than anything else is, when are you going to travel? And, you know, there's no TV traveling yet. Radio, it's cool that Scott and Kevin are traveling, because I think every time somebody does start to travel, it opens the door for everybody else to start to travel, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does, Tom, but I got to tell you, this is why you're so good at what you do. You can't really tell. Now, maybe you can, because you can't see everything you would see if you were there, but you and the guys you work with are so good at it that we forget. We don't even realize you're not there because you're great at it, but it would be better.
I appreciate that. Yeah, game like last night, it would have been better to be there because I think it was like the 7th inning or 8th inning when the game kind of hit a little bit of a lull. That it gets a little quiet in the room that we are in when we broadcast on the road.
All right, I got to just ask you this. All right, 6 more homers last night. You are a great homer caller, but it seems to me that that's overkill. Are you getting tired of calling home runs this year, Tom?
I don't mind calling home runs. I don't like when the other team has 4 solo home runs. That gets a little annoying, to be honest with you. I don't mind home runs, obviously. I mean, I think it's still a fairly special thing.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't like the giving up of the home runs. That gets kind of monotonous. That, like last night, the Brett Gardner home run, I mean, it is what it is. It would have gone out in that ballpark, and that's it. I mean, and I know people make fun of Citizens Bank Park in the small dimensions, but that's fly ball to the warning track.
Well,
but
I think he's like 48 years old, Tom. Don't take that away, but as far as he can hit it now.
Well, that is true. For those of us that are bald and old, that's a pretty good thing to see somebody do something like that.
All right, Aaron Nola. All right, let's start with this. What's happening to him this season? What do you see?
Well, so I see a guy that starts the game fine, and I don't know all the physical parts of the mechanics of pitching or anything like that, but I do see a guy that as the game goes on, that whatever mechanics make him good then sort of falter as he wears through the game itself. And I thought that was the case last night. I thought that as his pitch count got thicker in each inning, then the mechanics of what he's trying to do become less effective. So then the curveball does not have the same bite. I also did, and I agree with what Ruben said last night, there were times last night when the big guys were up where he just didn't throw the curveball enough. He threw too many fastballs, and his fastball just doesn't have the command that it had in previous years. So that, to me, is the key for him, is to be able to command that fastball, and I don't think he's able to sustain that from the beginning of a game until the end of an outing.
Right, Tom, I would be remiss if I did not point out something that Aaron said after the game that upset me. Here's what he said.
Yeah, we got a lot of games left. You know, a lot of starts left. We just got to stay healthy.
The reason he was rusty, Tom, was he hadn't pitched in 2 weeks because of the COVID things. He's on the record saying he won't get the vaccine. He will not explain why. We now have a report that half the Phillies team won't get it. Can you help us understand this point of view? We don't understand it. We have all gotten it here. I'm going to guess you got it, the shot.
I did.
What, Tom, what's going on? Why are so many players saying no?
Well, I think it's a – I mean, it's like anything else, it's kind of a polarizing conversation. I got it early. I got it as early as I could, and I did it for my family. I did it for my teammates in the booth and for everybody around me. That was my choice. I don't know why. Honestly, I mean, Dave Dombrowski, I thought was really, I thought he was very good with John Clark the other day, where he has, you know, he has said that, yes, we all wish that the players would get it. I don't know the reason, Ange. I really don't. I think that sometimes people that are in the position of a professional athlete where they do feel an invincibility, maybe they're not given all the information. Maybe there is a religious reason. I don't know if there is. Maybe there's a medical reason, which, you know, we are not privy to. I can't tell you what the reason is for all these guys to not get the vaccine, to make sure that their teammates are protected like they are, quite frankly. And there are people that will say, well, it won't protect everybody. It will protect you. I mean, I believe in the science, so that's why I decided to go and get the vaccine. And I believe in protecting the people around me. But I have friends and family that haven't gotten it. And I can't give you – I can sit there and debate with them for hours, and I will not be able to sway them from one side to another.
You won't be able to do that, but you made a comment early on in there, Tom, that was so important. You said part of the reason you got it was for the people you're working with, your teammates. You're
no
on
doubt.
A team. And I
no
would
doubt.
Think on a team – that there would be a desire to keep everybody healthy so you can maybe win the race. You're only a couple games out. And what I'm trying to understand is how that component, 50%, half the team, no, Tom. Most 22 of the 30 teams have at least 85%. Doesn't it make you wonder about the leadership of the Phillies that so few have been willing to do it for the team?
Well, I don't – I mean, it's a great question, Ange. I don't know if it's about leadership or – well, I mean, I guess if I say if it's not about leadership, it's about selfishness, then maybe there is a lack of that sort of leadership. I can't get into the head of everybody when it comes to this. I really can't because, again, I have friends and family that I debate all the time about it. And it's like anything else over the last several years in our country, people are steadfast in their beliefs of civil liberties and making sure that their amendments are kept up to the standards that they want them. I mean, you think about back to the smallpox in the 1900s, the same things happened, and it wasn't as vast, although there were parts of the country were as vast as this, but it wasn't as vast as this. And even when the flu came out in the early 1900s, it was a very similar situation. So we've been facing this as a society for all of these years, and there have been times where the government is mandated, and there have been times where the government has allowed these sort of soft pressures to get people to adhere to the public safety and the public health safety of society. And I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, I do agree with Joe Girardi that I think the guys that aren't going to get vaccinated aren't going to get vaccinated.
Oh, I agree with that too. But Rhea Hughes brought up the best point I've heard on this whole thing. You got a trade deadline in 9 days, Tom, right? And the Phillies need to make some moves. They got holes.
Yeah.
Is another team going to take one of your unvaccinated players? Are you going to take an unvaccinated player? Is that going to be a component in a decision about a trade?
Well, that is an excellent question. I do think that there are going to be teams that will not hurt their 85% vaccination rate by bringing in additional players. I really do feel that way. I do think that is going to weigh on some teams who have reached that 85% threshold.
All right. Last thing, Tom, because this is going to determine the strategy before the trade deadline. Do you think the ownership of the Phillies will authorize the Phillies going over the luxury tax to bring in a couple of big ticket items?
I absolutely believe that the Phillies will do what they can to get to the postseason. Hmm. I absolutely believe that. Tremendous. I absolutely believe that.
I have one weasel question.
Yeah, what's up?
The tier one individuals, is there a limit on the number of trainers you can have? Can you hire trainers that are vaccinated?
So you can. You have a limit of the number of people that are in each tier.
Okay.
So Major League Baseball I am not in a tier where I can go into the clubhouse even though I'm fully vaccinated.
There
are only X amount of people that can be in tier one and tier two. If you put somebody new, let's say I'm added into those tiers, then somebody else has to come out of those tiers.
Wow. Jeez. Tom, all I know is this. You have demonstrated during this entire crisis your incredible professionalism, as have the people you work with. You guys are phenomenal, and I appreciate you coming on as always, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Edge. I appreciate it.
The great Tom McCarthy.